My wife and I went on a funicular railway from Lake Como to Benarte, and this is what happened. Halfway up the mountain, it stops, slips back, judders, slips again. Scheisse! Screams a Fraulein. Scheisse! Word for word, you think exactly the same in English. Two little maids in white dresses, toting Prada bags, think the same in Japanese. The wind rocks the cradle, but not gently. No driver. No door handles on the inside. Reassuringly, there's a hammer for smashing windows in case of emergency. But is this an emergency or just a run-up to one? Unsure of the etiquette, better wait until the carriage bursts into flames or fills up with water. Scheisse! It slides back down the track, stops, slides again, stops and sways dizzily. The German girl is on the floor sobbing, her husband unable to comfort her. A Texan, the life and soul, makes a joke about the Big Dipper, but nobody laughs. A voice crackles over the tannoy. Pardon? If it were writing, it would be illegible. Why are there no Italians on board? Obviously, they've heard the rumours. So what did it say? Help is on its way, or... Emergency, you fools! The hammer! Use the bloody hammer! A power failure. Your lives hang on a thread, albeit a rusty metal one, circa 1848. A winch turns and the long haul-up begins. You hold your breath. 20 metres, stop, shudder and a sickening fall for 10. A tooth being slowly drawn out, then pushed back in. Should the cable break, the descent will not be death-defying. The view below is breathtaking, but you have no wish to be part of it. Like the muzzle of a mincing machine, the station waits to chew you up and spit out the grisly bits into the silver kidney bowl that is Lake Como. An hour and a half later, the tug of war ends and the passengers alight heavily. The Brits to seek an explanation. The Americans to seek compensation. The Germans to seek first aid. And the Japanese, seemingly unfazed, to seek a little shop that sells snow globes and model funicular railway safety.